We now come to the sixth bracha of the Amidah. After defining the terms of the relationship, which are really the first three brachas of praise, the brachas of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferes, of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, after now coming to our senses with Atachonin, we have a newfound awareness, understanding, insight, and we realize the first thing we need to do is to repair the relationship with Hashem. That's Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. We ask Hashem to help us come back to Him. Hashem who's HaRoitzeh B'Shuvah. Hashem that really wants it to happen. It's not just Misratzeh B'Shuvah. It's not just to become appeased with Shuvah. He really actively wants us. And therefore we ask for His help. So now we've achieved understanding. We've asked for the ability to come back and do Teshuvah. The next thing that we'll need as a result of our newfound understanding and Hashem's willingness to accept our tshuva, is forgiveness. And therefore, before we start this bracha, we have in mind and we say, Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to beg you for slicha, for forgiveness, and to bless you for this. Meaning forgiveness is a stage that comes after tshuva itself. Tshuva means to return, to repair, to change our ways, to cease and desist, to fulfill the positive mitzvah of Ashavta Hashem Elokecha. But there is damage that's been done, whether to our neshamas, whether to the spiritual worlds, as a result of our averus. And we need to ask Hashem for forgiveness. Interestingly enough, Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin says that Hashem, with His rachamim and His chesed, is mispayas b'tachnunim. That if we beg Hashem and we supplicate Hashem, we can become reconciled to the point where Hashem will forgive us even for the most serious of averus. And that's true. Even without the need for Yom Kippur. It's true even without the need for challenges and suffering. Tshuva and Tefillah have the ability to achieve all of that. What did the Gemara talk about? Rabba, Rav Hamnuna Zutta. Umasha Chatasi, Machait, Brachamecha, Rabim. We say in Yom Kippur. That which I have sinned, please wipe away with your abundant mercy. Lali, sir. Not through these challenges. Meaning for all of those averus, that really we would say we need Yisurin to be mechape. We need to go through something painful, some kind of challenge in order to achieve full kapar. We should know that the bracha of Slach Lanu, which comes straight after Hashiveinu, every time we ask and every time we beg, has the ability to save us from the need of going through any kind of Yisurin, any kinds of challenges. Had we not done this, had we not begged Hashem for tshuva, then we'd have to go through a much more painful process. What we need to realize when we ask Hashem for forgiveness is not only are we undoing the spiritual mess that we've created, but we're also obviating the need, getting around the need, to have to go through a painful process of kapara as well. And therefore having kavana here is something which is so, so important, so powerful. And something that we'll be working on in the coming weeks, please God.